We welcome on to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your team. A big road win at Colgate, 27-7. What impressed you with the way your team played?
Yeah, you know, I thought, again, we played well defensively. The ability to get to the quarterback, to apply pressure, you know, tackles for loss, hurries, you know, things like that allows you to play well, play fast. And, you know, and then the other part of it was I thought offensively we were able to run the ball, you know, over 300 yards rushing and have a running back had over 100 yards and some explosive plays. You know, unlike the week before, you know, the defense played extremely well and you know, we scored twice. This time around, offensively, we started fast, got a couple points, couple touchdowns up on them early. Defensively, you know, did a great job stopping the run and making them throw. And, you know, just kind of the recipe for giving that opportunities for guys to have some success. And so it was great to, again, you go on a road to win a game. It's a big deal. And now we just got to continue to keep capitalizing off of getting corrections, mistakes. I thought we had too many penalties, you know. So those things we can correct. But, you know, pleased with the opportunity to come out of New York with a win.
First question this morning from
Matt Krause.
Go ahead, Matt.
Thanks. Coach, you mentioned going on the road and being able to win on the road. How important is that, especially knowing that your conference opener is this week away from Zabel Stadium on the road at Elon?
Yeah, you know, so here you go to the thick of things. You plan and you prepare for the opportunities to play and compete, whether it's at home or away. We got a 100-yard field. They have a 100-yard field, you know, and so all that matters is what happens between the white lines. But you know, Tony's done a good job with his, you know, with his team, and I know that they're anxious. It's their home opener. It's their you know, their conference game at home, and I'm quite sure that you know, you feel good about those opportunities because you're in your familiar surroundings. You know, we're going to be on a bus traveling down. You know, all those other things that you know, that away teams or traveling teams do, but nonetheless. You have to rise to the occasion. You still got to play, you know, dedicated football. You know, they got a really good team. Their quarterback is a veteran guy. He can throw it. He can run it. He does all those types of things. So, you know, we make corrections and then we get ready to prepare for Elon. We don't practice today. We practice tomorrow. And we start moving forward.
Then I noticed that Anthony Magoo didn't play in the second half on Saturday. Just curious if you'd be able to provide an update on his status and his availability for Saturday.
Now that was a coach's decision about Anthony, and his status will be undetermined as of right now.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John. John, you're on mute.
I apologize. Hey, Gage Herdman's certainly been around the ball, Coach London, in these first couple of games. Is there a reason for that?
A reason for him being around the ball? I don't know. Is it? It's one of those things. He's very instinctual. He's a guy that has done a really good job in getting his body. He was suffering kind of from a hamstring issue, John, that he's gotten better at over the course of time. And, you know, a healthy Gage also, you know, he gets involved in our special teams, but defensively he's just got a knack for the ball. And as he gets healthy and healthier and, you know, he's going to be a really good player for us. You know, our guys back in secondary have done a really good job. And, you know, Gage is a veteran player that, you know, I believe he probably have over 100 yards of interception returns, the touchdown a couple of weeks ago. And then the one that he got, the other day was for about 20 plus, 30 plus yards. So, but very good player and, you know, instinctual and, you know, he's getting better. He's getting healthier. Look forward to his opportunities to help us.
If I could follow up by asking about his impact and the secondary's impact against such a veteran quarterback who you mentioned earlier.
You get to the point where a veteran guy understands the pre-snap reads the quarterbacks you're looking at. He understands the rotation, the flow of whether he's down in the box or he's got a middle third or he's playing a half. So those little things about a veteran player being able to, you know, your pre-snap reads, your alignments, your keys. I mean, he does those things and he does them well. So his ability along with the other guys. I thought Ryan Poole played a great game. I played all the snaps. Matter of fact, Ethan Yip, true freshman, started at corner. He did a great job himself because Tate Haynes was not there, and Greg Cuffey was attending the services of his father that passed away. So, you know, we had a lot of young players that stepped up and had a chance to play in the game that had significant reps and made some significant impact, you know. So, but again, back to the secondary engage, I just think that his experience is the thing that really makes him a really good player.
Thank you, Coach Lund.
Thanks.
Next question this morning from Dave Johnson. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Mike, I think probably most outside observers, and by that I mean me, went into the season thinking your defense was going to be a bit of a question mark. And you've had some injuries that have been hard to overcome on, I guess, all up front and in the secondary, but yet your defense has been very good. How do you figure that? I know you have the next man up mentality, but how do you explain how this group has been so improved despite all the injuries?
Well, I mean, you know, Dave, you always have to rely on the players and what motivates them. Who do they play for? You know, everyone reads and listens to the outside chatter and talk, but all that goes on within our organization, within the teams, within the units, within the position groups, are things that have been drilled in them over and over again. And that's one of the things that Coach Brown and defensive staff have really done a good job of doing it. After a couple of years, you recruit to your style of play. You know, stand up outside linebackers by John Pius, who's a freshman who I think is going to be a phenomenal player. He's one of the guys, you know, that really attacks the quarterback and puts pressure. So, you know, you just keep feeling what you recruit is the young man that can come in and play in your systems. And so as a 3-4 defense, the body types and the people, you get those guys. And so having a chance to playing some of these younger players, they're going to play into being really good players. And so that's kind of where we are. Our philosophy is just let us control us. We don't read outside news. We worry about what's going on internally. And then as they've been doing and playing really hard, really fast and really hard.
And to flip that to the other side of the ball, I think your offensive line was certainly, if not one of the strengths coming in. And yet I don't think you've had your entire line healthy this year in one game. How hard has that been to overcome?
Well, you know, again, you have the experiences of an offensive line that are intact, that have played together, it's always crucial and critical. But as you said, I mean, there's issues where again, through contact tracing or injury, you know, we had different starters. We had, another freshman, Charles Grant, you know, played left tackle, played right tackle. So, and he's going to be a good player. You just try to find the group of guys that can execute, you know, the running game that we've asked, protect the quarterback, you know, minimize any turnover opportunities. And we've done a good job of that thus far. So hopefully we'll get a couple other guys back, you know, this week as we start to prepare for conference play. But it's part of the growth and development. And you're right, Dave, the next man up mentality. I'm not the only one on this call that probably has talked about it, but that's truly, you know, something that's a critical factor in moving your team forward.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mike, before I let you go, as we've touched on, conference opener on Saturday at Elon, as you started to study the Phoenix, what impresses you about them?
Well, the quarterback, you know, Davis is, he's a veteran. I mean, the guy can throw, he can run, you know, he's been in their system for a while. He's the leader. They got a great running back. Their receivers are athletic. You know, defensively, their cover corners are good athletic players. The D linemen get after up front. So, you know, it's a CAA game. It's, you know, it's an opponent. We've played, you know, had the opportunity to play, you know, in 2019, but also in the spring. You know, it's a good team. We're playing at their place. But, you know, Tony's done a good job with his team, and I know that they'll be ready for us.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for the time this morning. Safe travels to Elon, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.